Anthony. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, April 17, 1899. Dear Brother Anthony, I have a few words to say to you this morning. I cannot write much, for the mail to Africa must leave this morning. I intended writing to you yesterday, but brother and sister Star and a sister who stands in a responsible position in Hamilton, Newcastle, were here visiting us. This sister has been convicted of the truth for several weeks, but has only just come to the point of decision. Thank the Lord for this. None of her family are with her, but have opposed every step of advance. The Lord is working upon her mind, and she is now fully convinced of the truth. May the Lord strengthen her. A matter has been presented to me by letter for advice in regard to the color line. When you see souls seeking for the truth as for hidden treasure, no distinction should be made because of the color of the skin. All are to be treated as Christ would treat them. This is a vexed question because of human prejudice. The world's Redeemer made no difference because of caste, nationality, or color. He, the Majesty of Heaven, gave His life for the life of the world, and all who receive Him are His property and are to be treated as such. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. Think of this. Shall we make distinction between believers because of color? Never. Among the colored people are some of the choicest souls, and shall we venture to say, "Don't sit near me, you are black, I am white"? Rest assured that the one who takes this position needs to have his soul washed and purified from its uncleanness. I will write you further on this subject another time. I wish to ask you why you hold on to Brother John Wessels. Has the Lord given you light from heaven that you venture to do this? I write this merely for you, but I say, take your hands off. The whole family needs to be broken up and obtain an experience altogether different from that they have had, or they will lose their souls. In the place of hindering him, you should have helped him to make this change with as little delay as possible. I would not have written him as I have done if I had not understood what I was writing about. He is waiting for me to say more than I have said, leaving him no chance to exercise faith. I shall never do this. He must seek light from God and walk in the light as he is in the light. I now leave this matter with you to act upon discreetly. I can say no more now. May the Lord help you and give you clear discernment, is my prayer. In much love. Postscript. Show this to Brother Hyatt. Tell him not to hinder in this case.